dialogue has a specific focus, item 23. So I have to tell you that the last time that I trained a group on this instrument, this was a difficult item to rate. So it makes a lot of plausible sense to me that this was an item that you guys struggled with. Also, ironically, with the CPQ, the children's version of this instrument, the Child Psychotherapy Process QSET, item 23 also happens to be the exact same item. Dialogue has a specific focus. And for those of you who were trained in the CPQ, you remember that we often had controversies around this item as well. So whether you're coding for child psychotherapy sessions or adult psychotherapy sessions, it seems as though this item is problematic. But let's try to talk it through and see what we come up with. So, place toward characteristic end if interaction is kept to a single or a few primary foci. That's the plural of focus. Okay. For example, the foremost topic of the hour, hour is another word for session, is the patient's feeling that throughout the course of his life, and in many different ways, he has failed to live up to his father's expectations of him. So if the session seems to be revolving around this theme, this focus, you would rate this item very high. However, on the other hand, you place it in the uncharacteristic left side of the distribution, if multiple topics are discussed or if dialogue seems somewhat diffuse. So that would mean that if the patient brings up topics that don't seemingly have much to do with each other, now if you're psychoanalytically inclined, you would consider the possibility that maybe there is some unconscious connection among these seemingly disparate topics. But I don't want you to think that deeply, because this is research. And the more deeply you think, the more likely it is that we don't get reliable. So we want to stay somewhat on the surface and make decisions based on that. So I think, correct me if I'm wrong, the people who were trained in the CPQ, we said specific focus was what, three or more? Was it, or three or more would be considered diffuse, and less than three would be specific. So let's make that rule for this coding system as well. So less than three is pretty specific. More, or three or more is diffuse. So it'd be more in the uncharacteristic sign of three or more. Is that? Okay. So we've made that decision. That should help us in getting reliable. So let's look at this. So we have here Eli, Matt, and Brian. So Eli and Brian look at it pretty similarly, and Matt is the outlier among those three. So let's look down. Yeah.
Do you mean that like three different areas of conversation? Because there were a lot of topics that they spoke about, but they were related. I could see them be related. Like she talked about earlier, you know, her thoughts of death and then how that relates to that. And you know, she just starts screaming about her family and her past. And like, I could, a lot of it's connected, but there were a lot of different topics within those connected.
So. You put in one, which means you felt you.
I thought because it was very structured, where she would just go on like a 20 line rambling, and then he would make a comment. She'd go on another 20 line rambling, and it included a lot of subjects. But when you, it makes sense to me when you say that if the subjects are coming from a related standpoint, then maybe you group them together.
But okay, so here's the point. So the related standpoint that you're referring to has to be obvious. It can't be, you know, a gut feeling. I think these two items are related, but I'm not really sure, but I have a gut feeling that it is. It has to be kind of like, if we go around the room, everybody pretty much has to agree, okay, they're related or okay, they're not. If it's not really obvious, then consider them separate. This is what makes this item so difficult to rate, I think. Because what do we consider related and what do we consider unrelated? And, you know, if you want to get really clinically intuitive about it, you might be able to see relationships that other people might not see, especially if you're psychodynamically inclined. On the other hand, the more you rely on clinical inference, the less likely it is you're going to be reliable with everybody else. So we want to stay pretty much on the surface when we make these kinds of determinations. Does that make sense to everybody? So looking at what others did, Mandan 8, Taylor 8, Deepak in 3, Marguerite in 7, and Palak in 2. And what was the gold standard? The gold standard was 7. So the trained raters seem to believe that there was a specific focus, so they were able to make connections pretty much among the different topics that the patient, and it's not only on the patient. So this is one of those items where it involves both the therapist and the patient. You know, therapy has a specific focus. Okay, well, that's not saying patient has a specific focus or therapist has a specific focus. The therapy has a specific focus. So it's not the onus. The onus is not strictly on the patient. The dialogue has a specific focus. So both members of the therapeutic dyad have a responsibility in making this either specific or not specific. And in the minds of the certified raters, this therapy session had generally a specific focus.
I just have a general question.
Yeah, please.
Was it me, or was it hard to get things in lower piles? I feel like so many things went through higher piles.
Mm-hmm. Other people feel the same way?
Yeah.
Okay. So
but you don't usually feel that way just for this particular session?
This particular session, I did, and it was hard for me. I ended up like really pushing it to make it into pile 1, 2, and 3 for mm-hmm. some items.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like some of my 1, 2, and 3 items are definitely 4.
That happens sometimes.
You know. I just wanted to see if everyone thought that.
That's part of the genius of the Q sort methodology. Because if we administered this to you guys as a Likert scale, then you would be rating all 7s, 8s, and 9s maybe, and there wouldn't be any 1s, 2s, or 3s. And then you can't do anything statistically with it because there's no normal, it's not normally distributed. So this forces us to rate an equal number of items on characteristic as characteristic so that we can then apply traditional parametric statistical methods to analyze the data. So, I mean, there are non-parametric statistical methods like chi-square, for example, but it's a lot better and cleaner if we have parametric statistics to use. So that's why. Anybody want to argue against the certified raters and argue for multiple topics, multiple foci, foci? Give it a shot,
I'm
Matt.
I'm an expert, so I don't think I know better than them.
Well, could you, looking back, could you make connections among the different
I'd have to
themes?
Read it again, but not implausible.
I mean, it's important to use some clinical inference, but not a whole lot. Pellet. Yeah. So the patient's thoughts could be scattered. Mm-hmm. They could seem disorganized and disjointed, but if there's a coherent theme that ties them all together, in spite of the patient's disorganization, that patient or that, I should say, that session would rate more highly on this item in spite of the disorganization and scatteredness that you might sense from the patient. Does that help? All right, so 84, let's look at 84. Patient expresses angry or aggressive feelings. So this is definitely a patient item.
This is a hard one.
Yeah. Place toward characteristic end if patient expresses resentment, anger, bitterness, hatred, or aggression. It's pretty much all synonyms, right? Exclude such feelings directed at therapist, in which case you would see item one for that. So this is like talking about one's wife or one's brother or one's father and just spewing against that person. Place an uncharacteristic direction if the expression of such feelings does not occur or if patient expresses feelings of affection or love. Now, what if the patient expresses angry feelings and loving feelings? What would you do? Exactly. Okay, so we're clear on that. So let's see how people did. So the standard deviation is pretty high, obviously, and the experts averaged 8. So according to the experts, this patient just basically ranted against somebody or somebodies. Eli saw it as a 1, so all the way on the other side, okay? Matt was a 9. Brian was a 7. That's right. That's right where we want to be. What? Not against you personally, Eli.
So
wait.
So this is a very confusing one.
Okay. Well, let's see where everyone else went. So Amanda was a 7. Taylor was a 9.
Wow.
Deepak was a 6. That's fine. I'm okay with that. Marguerite is a 9. Pollock is a 9.
Eli's
the one. So you're the outlier here. So help us out.
Well, so I think she definitely expressed towards the therapist some anger, but I feel like she's or frustration.
Yeah.
The therapist was leaving for a break.
Well, it's okay. So if it's anger or frustration toward the therapist, that doesn't count. It doesn't count for this item.
Right.
That would count toward item one.
Right, to the other, right.
Anybody else want to?
Well, I think I probably speak for everyone when I say that we took that part where she started screaming about her family.
Yeah,
so there's a definitive section that my mind up to where she starts, you know, when she's like screaming about her father, like, how could you treat me this way? How could you raise me this way? All exclamation points. Mm-hmm. Like she really goes on.
What page was that?
Let me see it.
Can I read it?
I don't have it in pages.
Can I read it?
Yeah, please.
Oh, this will be fun.
And read it with emotion. Let's.
I'm not an actor.
Dramatic. Let's hear it.
Okay. wasn't a bad dream. I'd rather be dead. All that stuff. I want it to end. I don't want to be in pain. I don't want to shake inside. I don't want to need to throw up. I feel myself now forcing myself to eat because I don't really want to eat now. I don't want to be doing this. I'm really hating you for making me do this. And scream at my
okay, that part,
as a therapist.
That part would not count, but go ahead.
Being so selfish and killing herself. Scream at my father for not listening. All the people that didn't understand. I scream at him now for not doing anything, for not being different. I scream, but I don't know if anybody would listen. And then the therapist says, I'm listening. I really don't know what else. I mean, there's more. I don't know when it ends. There's a lot. And I'm angry with you. And I'm sorry.
Okay, the angry with you wouldn't count, but everything else.
All right, everything else. Yeah. I guess maybe I miss... Maybe a
brain freeze.
Can I see what it said again on the what was the item?
Sure. I think there's a lot of bitterness that we heard
for
this
sure.
woman.
And resentment. Yeah.
And resentment, yep.
Okay. I don't know.
All right. Let us go to the third item. Item 98. Therapy relationship is a focus of discussion. Placed toward characteristic end of therapy relationship is discussed. For example, therapist calls attention to features of the interaction or interpersonal process between the patient and him or herself. So I noticed that when you talk to me, you have this edge to you, and I'm not understanding where that's coming from. Let's explore that. All right. Placed toward uncharacteristic end if therapist or patient does not comment on the nature of transactions between them. That is, focuses on content rather than on process. What's going on between you and me, right? Is that, people want, sort of understand that? So then we go to the data and we have a fairly high standard deviation. The experts put it almost exactly in the middle. All right. So Eli got it in 4, that's fine. Margarita's 3, barely acceptable, but take it. Brian is 5, perfect. Got Amanda 8. Maybe problematic. Taylor 1. Okay, that's a problem. 5 is fine for Deepak. Margarita is a 2. That's outside. Oh, I mixed you 2 up.
Yeah.
I meant Matt. Yeah. And Pollock was a 7. That's fine. So mostly Taylor.
M2.
Yours was the largest outlier, let's put it that way. So tell us what you were thinking about it. Yep. I mean, I think it's extraordinary that you guys are doing so well, given the fact that I think only one of you has had a year of Two of you have had a year of actual doing this stuff. So I'm actually asking most of you to do something you've never even done before. So it's pretty amazing that you're catching on. But I guess, Taylor, have you started any cases yet?
In the clinic?
Yeah. Okay, so you're just starting. It's good you have some cases. I know there's some folks that still don't have any.
Really?
Yeah.
Not enough people, is that what it is?
No.
Yeah, I mean, we had a delayed opening because of the clinic director change and all that. But.
There was like a wait list, actually, for so many people that wanted to come. But since we didn't have a director, we couldn't take new people.
Yeah.
Now we have a director. I got lucky because my transfer patients all started with me instead of staying.
Oh, good.
A lot of transfer patients dropped after the first.
Yeah, that often happens.
Yeah, so I got lucky. So I feel like, to be honest, that whole rant where he's or she or they are going on with like, and I'm angry at you, blah, 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 I was kind of reading it, but like in between the lines of it. So I saw the anger there, but I didn't realize that it was toward the therapist so much.
Well, this is more about the therapeutic relationship is a focus of discussion. So it doesn't necessarily have to do about anger or happiness or joy or anything like that. It's just talking about their relationship.
So I think about, like, in my own session, I would say, how's this feeling for you? And they would say, well, it's going well, like, whatever.
No, that's not what this is.
So what is this?
This is, you seem kind of dismissive of what I'm saying to you right now. You see that as well? I'm not talking about you and me right now. I'm talking about, just as an example, you seem kind of dismissive. So I make an interpretation. And the patient responds like this. And I say, you seem somewhat dismissive of what I just said to you right now. What do you make of that? So now we're talking about our relationship. We're no longer talking about the interpretation I made. We're talking about that patient's response to what I said to that patient. Now we're talking about the relationship. How do you feel about me having said that to you? You seem dismissive. I'm noticing because you put your feet up on the table and you put your hands back behind your head, which suggests to me that you're dismissing what I'm saying.
Okay,
is that how you really feel toward me? You feel dismissive? And if so, what do you make of that? Now we're talking about the therapeutic relationship. That's what this item is.
I think I was looking at it too literally. Like, how's therapy going for you?
See, that's an important question. I'm not dismissing that question, but that's not talking about the relationship. That's talking about how therapy's going for you. Oh, it's going fine. You know, I don't like the time that we have to meet. I mean, you're seeing me at 8 p.m. It's a little late for me, but, you know, otherwise it's good. How do you feel about me that I'm making you come in at 8 p.m.? Now we're talking about the relationship. Right, so there's a distinction between how's therapy going versus how do you feel about having to come in at 8 p.m. for therapy? How do you feel toward me about making you have to come that late? I don't really like it so much. You know, you seem kind of rigid. I wanted to come in at 6 and you said you had a patient. Well, why can't you see me at 6? Get rid of the other patient. Oh, so you think you're entitled to come whenever you want. Right, so now we're talking about, all right. Everybody else got that?
Mm-hmm.
So according to the experts, there wasn't really a strong focus on the therapeutic relationship, and there wasn't no focus on it. It was just kind of in the middle. So we'll do one more, okay? Our favorite. 93. So 93 is the neutrality item. And so fairly large, although smaller than in previous weeks. So we're making progress. But the experts put it in 5. Eli put it in 9.
Which one is this?
The neutrality.
Oh, the therapist neutrality.
Therapist is neutral. So you put a 9, that's one of the 5 most characteristic items, the neutrality of the therapist for you. Matt, 4, Brian, 4, that's perfect.
I thought the therapist was very neutral.
Obviously you did. I'm not disputing what you feel. So we got Amanda, 4, that's fine. Taylor's 3, that's okay.
Deepak is eight hits.
Oh, and Matt, I'll get her all together.
That's like, outside. Like, so,
yes.
And Margarita's eight, that's outside. Palak is six, that's fine. So Deepak, Eline, and Margarita were basically together on this one. So you want to mount a counter argument?
Yeah, please.
Or how it was neither neutral nor non-neutral.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone want to take up the banner?
So I have one thing that I said not neutral. Because I guess the goal of your treatment is to make those two things come together more. So you know that you'll end up sitting in this bed itself the rest of your life.
But that's a pretty striking thing to say to a patient. So that one statement carries a lot of weight.
Yeah, it does. I don't remember reading that.
But you guys also put it higher. Exactly. That was the only thing that stood out.
But if you had remembered reading that, maybe you would have pulled it.
Right.
No, you
would have
sure,
pulled
yeah.
down.
I guess maybe because it was just one sentence. He said, I think you resent that. He puts words in your mouth sometimes. I remember she was like, oh, I did this. And I said, so you're very angry about it. She's like, yeah, it's angry.
But you could actually see that as an interpretation,
yeah.
Right?
So that's right. That wouldn't be this one.
I had a question.
Yeah.
So what I did throughout, right, like, this is an interpretation. For example, this thing, I think you feel this is scary because you're falling apart watching other people that you know doing the same is really terrifying. I wrote that's an interpretation. So if there are interpretations, does that equate being neutral or?
Yeah, we talk about this. I mean, Brian and I had this conversation. So like making a dire prediction has no interpretive value. It might be valuable. I'm not disputing that the possibility that it could be valuable for the patient to hear, but it has no interpretive value. It's a non-neutral comment. Like, if you don't get your act together, you're going to end up dead before you're 30. That's a very non-neutral thing to say. I'm not saying the patient doesn't need to hear that,
right.
Possibly, but it's certainly not neutral. It has therapeutic value. You know, it's making sense out of the patient's experience. So it seems like you want to kill yourself right now because your boyfriend broke up with you, and you'd rather avoid feeling the hurtful, grieving feelings that you're feeling right now by just ending your life and losing the pain that you're feeling. You know, that's an interpretation. I'm trying to make sense out of the world. I'm not non-neutral. I'm neutral. I'm just saying this is how I'm organizing or understanding what you're telling me.
Right. So that's what I was keeping in mind while coding, which is why mine was more in middle pile. But I can see if people get confused if an interpretation they view as non-neutral, that they would rate it high. So I think that might be part of the reason why we're so...
No, I know. And so what we said last week is that any kind of predictions that don't seem to have any interpretive value would be non-neutral. So like, you're going to end up in a padded cell. It's not neutral.
Yeah, it's pretty much
sense. Yeah. Can you imagine a therapist saying that to you? You know, I don't know who's in therapy and who's not, but I mean, imagine it. Even if you're not in therapy, imagine somebody whom you're going to for help saying that to you. It's like a slap in the face, right? It's not neutral. So, all right? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I checked her.
Well, for those in particular who had problems, so Amanda and Deepak, were you able to open it?
Not on my laptop, but I have it on my phone.
That's
okay.
My problem. I could open it on this computer, but again, this is not my computer. So
right.
I don't know if it's you know, PC. Right? Yeah, so I don't know if that.
I have a PC too, and they open up fine for me.
It says it like you have some
app that is not installed, but like when you said look for Word, it wasn't there.
So strange.
It just wasn't there. And
oh,
I even searched
copy
it up.
Paste,
I just
put it
in a Word document and I'm going
to
send it out to
you. Yeah, if you wanted
to
do that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I have it on my phone. So
okay. But if you ever want to, like, if you wanted a hard copy that you could take, put, write notes
no,
on.
In search for stuff.
Yeah. Then that would be better.
Yeah.
Because then you could participate more in the conversations in the lab and, you know.
Right.
Oh, well, it said here on page 6, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
This doesn't sound very neutral to me. Thank you.
I have a quick question regarding the assignment coming up this week.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Yeah, I'm actually meeting with somebody else in your class who's scheduled to meet with me.
God, okay, sorry about that.
But if it's real quick,
I just
I'm meeting
to
with her right, I'm actually 2 minutes late.
Sorry about that. Just in terms of like page breakdown, because you gave it in the other assignment, but not in this one.
Right.
In terms of like the story for the trial, how long should that be?
I'm not giving you any kind of rules about that.
So it's just kind of what we feel like.
Yeah, but also, I mean, if you want to look at the exemplar papers and the course pack, that should give you some ideas, although I do know, I recognize that they're not, some of them are 10 pages.
And then the last one is, can I use the same model that I used?
Absolutely. No problem. Yeah,
thanks.
Sure. Bye.
Quick question
yeah.
on the paper.
Yeah.
I asked this class one time, but like I know you